Time now for the 12:15 news. Today's Fairfield area weather forecast, 90% chance for rain with a high of 55. This evening, 50% chance for rain with a low of 35. I'm Jeff Vaughn reporting the news. Due to this afternoon's homecoming parade, the Fairfield National Bank lobby and drive-thru will close at 2 o'clock. Both will reopen immediately after the afternoon event has concluded. The parade will begin at 2:30, and Fairfield Police Chief Keith Colglazier would like to remind area residents of the upcoming parade route.
Now, I'd like to remind everybody we are on a one parade route in the city of Fairfield for all three parades. So the parade will be lining up on North 1st Street, starting about the bottom of the hill in front of the high-rise, and it will stretch probably back to the Northside Baptist Church. Usually around 1:15, 1:30 is about the time that gets started, and we will block that street off. We'll have signs on the side roads indicating a parade route, road closed, with a step off 2:30 p.m., and we will travel up the hill to Court Street, over to Johnson Funeral Home, to Main Street, down to 4th, where Hooper's Automotive, and we will turn north there to end the parade.
The parade will be broadcast on 104.9 WFIW, sponsored by Fairfield National Bank. Mike Dreith, Billy Rogers, and Mike Copeland will have the call. At 7, the Mules will take on El Dorado in the varsity homecoming football game. This being the final home game of the year, it is also senior night at the train yard. Seniors will be introduced prior to the game at 6:05, and the homecoming court, king and queen candidates, will be introduced at halftime. More news next.
At Hamilton Memorial Family Clinics, your family's care team is close to home. But it's not just about convenience. It's compassionate, quality care. From routine care, vaccines, and DOT physicals, to acute needs like disease management, x-ray, and lab work. Hamilton Memorial Hospital Family Clinics in Carmine and McLeansboro have you covered. Plus, same-day appointments are available and a Carmine walk-in clinic on Saturdays for those unexpected illnesses. With 6 providers and 8 specialty care clinics, maybe it's time to take another look at Hamilton Memorial Hospital Family Clinics.
Little Giant Grocery Outlet in Carmi is headquarters for the lowest prices in the tri-state. From fresh and pure ground beef, yours just $2.29 a pound, to quarter loin sliced into pork chops only $1.69 a pound. Plus, pick up a ride of frozen fries, $1.99 per 32-ounce bag. Delicious Honey Crisp apples, a low $1.49 a pound, and Best Choice Sugar 4-pound bags, just 99 cents each. Your dollar buys more where the Giant stands high in the sky. Little Giant Grocery in Carmi, prices good through October 15th.
In other news, 35-year-old Ryan G. Hebner was arrested by Fairfield Police Wednesday afternoon on charges of domestic battery and aggravated battery of a police officer. According to police reports, officers responded to the 600 block of West Main Street at approximately 5 o'clock to investigate a report of a domestic disturbance. Upon their arrival, police were advised there had been an altercation between Ryan Hebner and his brother Kyle Hebner, with Ryan accused of fighting Kyle. During the investigation, Ryan Hebner was handcuffed for safety, and while speaking with police, he reportedly headbutted and injured an officer. Ryan Hebner was then arrested and transported to the Wayne County Jail. 38-year-old Fairfield resident Amanda G. Buse pleaded guilty in Wayne County Circuit Court to a count of unlawful possession of a hypodermic syringe or needle. 4 other counts were dismissed per her plea agreement. Buse was sentenced to 1 year probation plus time served for the Class A misdemeanor. She was also ordered to pay $682 in fines and court costs. Lawyers for former SIU President Randy Dunn have accused 2 current SIU leaders of violating a separation agreement with Dunn. This week, claims surfaced that Dunn had failed to sign off on $499,000 in recruitment funding for the Carbondale campus. The claim cites emails between top administrators, which show Dunn declined to give final approval on the spending for recruitment to SIUC for more than 2 months this summer, setting back time-sensitive recruitment initiatives. Dunn's attorneys say he can't fully give his side of the story due to the separation agreement he signed in July. But Dunn says the trustee and associate chancellor quoted in the claim violated the mutual non-disparagement and confidentiality provisions in the separation agreement. Stratton Tree Farm will be hosting a field day next Saturday from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at its location about 5 miles east of Fairfield. The day will include a fishing tournament with prizes and birdhouse making for children, free drawings throughout the day, a raffle for a steel chainsaw for adults, and free coffee and donuts. In addition, speakers will talk about forest management, techniques for felling trees, chainsaw maintenance and safety, and other topics. Little Buddy's Barbecue will also be on site. To find the event's location on GPS, search for 2459 County Road 525 North. The event is sponsored by the Illinois Tree Farm Committee and the Wayne County Soil and Water Conservation District. Highway engineer Dennis Seidel reported to the Wayne County Board last night that improvements to the intersection of Route 161 and Enterprise Road will be completed soon, maybe even today.
We're putting up new signs, new stop ahead and new stop signs at the intersection of County Highway 1 and County Highway 2, and flashing beacons. So we're in the process now of getting the beacons wired so that we can get them operational. Hopefully tomorrow, but if not, early next week. I'm not sure exactly what the electrician has left to do up there.
The intersection has been the scene of several deadly collisions and serious accidents. Seidel said the focus of the work was to alert northbound motorists, but he has his concerns about southbound traffic as well.
The northbound had been the problem, and we had we have added extra signs and ground in rumple strips to try to help some of that, and then put up the flashing beacons. But I guess it's come to my attention now that people are also running it going to the south, so we're going to put up some extra signage to the north of the intersection to try to take care of some of that.
Seidel also asked for and was granted approval from the county board to seek a $75,000 state grant for work on the Elm River Bridge. The board also unanimously approved Jerry Ridgway to finish the term of the late Donald Sharp on the Orchardville Fire Protection District, and Dr. Jay Edgren and Scott Merkel were appointed to the Greater Wabash Regional Planning Commission Board. The Fairfield Park District Board met in regular session last night, and the Contiki status was still undecided at the end of the session. According to Board President Jay Faye, Terry Weedman will be appraising the structure as it now stands, and the board will determine what is to be done with it, either by demolishing or selling it, after they have that information. Faye also said the board has received over $200,000 in insurance money for the building, and they will likely receive another $3,000 to $5,000 more for the ice machine, tables, and other park equipment still inside. In other business, the board unanimously approved a lease to B. Speedy for use of a light pole in Lakeside Park. Hamilton County Communications, which was recently bought by B. Speedy, had placed a signal transmitter on the pole, and the new lease gives B. Speedy the same authorization. Golf course superintendent Avery Spray also reported to the board last night that storms have washed out the culverts at the course's sixth hole, as well as its second tee. Faye raised the possibility of installing a bridge at the sixth hole, but other board members noted that bridges come with their own set of issues, including high installation prices. No motion was made on the matter. Ron Tennant also told other board members that he was working on a public thank you for the sponsors who contributed to the Veterans Field project, which was completed earlier this year. After months of anticipation, the Albion Bicentennial Celebration kicks off today. Bicentennial postmarks will be available at the Albion Post Office from 9 this morning until 4:30 p.m., and community events will begin at 4. Opening ceremonies are scheduled for 4:30 at the Memorial Arch, and three acts are scheduled for the main stage to close out the evening. The Honey Vines will perform at 6, Jerome Thomas at 8, and Jason Bishop and James Obermeyer will take the stage from 9 to 11. Rides Mass Transit will provide shuttle services every 15 to 30 minutes as needed throughout the weekend. Pickup will be at the Senior Citizen Center. Home pickup is also available, but it must be pre-scheduled. Speaking at yesterday's Fairfield Rotary meeting, Rhonda Coker said the newly formed Hope Rescue and Rehabilitation will be based west of Fairfield near the Boylston Crossroads.
Well, it's going to be a 501(c) non-for-profit community service organization. We want to be able to reach out to anyone in need physically, emotionally. Primarily for me, it's with kids.
Coker says she is the CEO of a recently formed board and has received interest from organizations like 4-H, Ag in the Classroom, FFA, the County Probation Department, and some other area businesses wanting to help. Coker also says HOPE, or Helping Other People Through Equestrian Rescue and Rehabilitation, has already been contacted about three horses that need rescue. She was the guest of Doug Anderson yesterday, who had the program. The Edwards County High School and Fairfield Community High School JV Scholastic Bowl teams were in action last night at Salem Community High School for a Southern Illinois Academic Conference meet. The Lions took second place and went 4-1 overall on the night, with wins over Fairfield, Mount Vernon, Salem, and Centralia. They narrowly lost to the Knights champion Carbondale by a score of 290-250. The Lions were led in scoring by the sophomore combination of Aaron Brown and Jack Krause. The team also includes Tori Smith, Micah Henson, Max Short, Allie Bishop, Molly Swordstrom, Emma Wiseman, Lauren Luker, Zoe Barnes, Bob Ellis, and Hannah Moore. The ECHS Junior Varsity Scholastic Bowl team is coached by Sarah Swordstrom. Fairfield captured third place in the meet with a 3-2 record. FCHS claimed victories over Centralia, Salem, and Mount Vernon. They fell to Carbondale and Edwards County. Answering toss-ups for FCHS were Jaleese Kinney with 11, Trenton Jones with 6, and Xavier Tullis with 2. Haley Dozier, Brenna Freeman, and Claire Kaycak each answered one toss-up. Abby Marshall and Tegan Rule also participated. FCHS improves to 5-5 on the year. The Fairfield FFA program will be showcased this weekend on This Week in Agribusiness, a weekly one-hour television agri-news program hosted by two of the country's most well-known farm broadcasters, Max Armstrong and Orion Samuelson. The program was originally scheduled for a September airing, but was pushed back due to a TV programming error. The Fairfield FFA chapter tribute will include information about the chapter's history, activities, and community service. It also includes several photos of the students and their participation in chapter activities. Viewers can see the Fairfield FFA chapter tribute during This Week in Agribusiness, which airs on RFD-TV at 7 o'clock a.m. on Saturday and Sunday at 5 a.m. and 9:30 p.m. This is Cybersecurity Awareness Month, and state officials say phishing scams present some of the biggest dangers. Kim Howard has the story.
Bogus emails are one of the main tools hackers use to get your personal information or into your employer's network. Jennifer Rominger with the Illinois Department of Innovation and Technology says they may seem realistic and threaten your family, your reputation, or your job.
So if it's eliciting an emotion from you, really just stop. There's no harm in ever pausing, thinking, investigating, which is very hard as a human, especially if it's fear.
Rominger says you should delete any suspicious emails and never open an attachment unless you know the sender. Some employers, including the state of Illinois, have a reporting system where you can forward questionable messages. At the state capitol, I'm Kim Howard.
Heading down the home stretch in the 2018 election cycle, Republican challenger Darlene Sanger is stressing she is more than qualified to oversee the state's checkbook as Illinois comptroller.
I've done a whole lot of stuff to be a really good comptroller for you. My resume is pretty thorough. Comptroller is basically the checkbook for the state of Illinois, so you want someone in there that, you know, knows how to administrate that. And I'm a finance person, got an MBA out of DePaul University, undergrad from Purdue, sorry about that, but I worked for a bank right out of college, First National Bank of Chicago at the time, and then I worked for a company called SCI. We were institutional pension consultants, so have some pretty good understanding of the pension problem in the state of Illinois, and did some other really good stuff, such as serving the state house for six terms as Naperville state representative, and actually worked for almost 2 years for an agency, the Illinois Workers' Compensation Commission, as their chief financial officer, and worked for the governor for 6 months.
Among the ideas Sanger is promoting for small-town governments and townships is a plan to pool all of their public safety pension funds for investing. She says Indiana already practices a similar system and is saving money in fees and consulting costs. That's the news. Area deaths next.
Hello, this is John Hosselton at Hosselton Meredith Funeral Home. Is pre-planning your funeral worthwhile? Research has shown that making funeral pre-arrangements is worthwhile. You make your wishes known in advance, so difficult decisions won't have to be made at the time of death. These decisions can all be made in a comfortable, relaxed atmosphere. Please call John or Julie at Hosselton Meredith Funeral Home for an appointment at 618-673-2131.
At Ewinger's Furniture Company, we know how important a good night's sleep is and how hard it is to get sometimes. You've tried a hard bed, soft beds, and maybe even those crazy ones that come in a box. Still, you aren't sleeping well. So come out to Ewinger's and let us show you what a luxurious, restful night's sleep can be. Our staff is knowledgeable and can help you figure out just what kind of bed you need. Don't wait another night. Come to Ewinger's Furniture Company's mattress sale, where the deal's worth the drive. Highway 50 East, Flora.
Currently in Fairfield, it is 54. It's time to check the latest stock market numbers brought to you by Andrew Diesel, your Edward Jones financial advisor, located at 1001 Commerce Drive in Fairfield. The Dow is at 25,226, up 174. The NASDAQ is at 7,442, up 113. November crude oil is at $70.93. That is up 4 cents. Also, would like to mention, even if it rains, the homecoming parade is still a go. It will still go on. That's according to Donna Reaver of Fairfield Community High School. This is Derek Dunn reporting for WFIW News.
In local and area deaths, 87-year-old Albion resident Jesse Lee LeGrand died on Wednesday. He was retired from the Air Force and worked for Bunting Appliances until 1999. Jesse LeGrand is survived by his wife, Jean Gray, children Connie Dunn of West Des Moines, Iowa, Kathy Bawie of Rockwall, Texas, and Becky LeGrand and Jennifer Johnson of Portland, Oregon, 3 grandchildren, and 4 great-grandchildren. Visitation for Jesse LeGrand will be held at Ingram Meredith Funeral Home in Albion at 1 p.m. on Saturday, tomorrow. A service will follow at 2 p.m., with burial immediately after at Bone Gap Cemetery with full military rites. Memorials may be given to the Edwards County Senior Citizens, and envelopes will be provided at the funeral home. Ingram Meredith Funeral Home in Albion is in charge of arrangements. 93-year-old Warrensburg, Missouri resident Lieutenant Colonel Martin T. Phillips died on Monday at the Missouri Veterans Home. A career military officer of 33 years, Colonel Phillips was a veteran of 3 wars, serving in World War II, Korea, and Vietnam. Martin Phillips is survived by his wife, Cora Janine Pollard, 3 children, Michael Phillips of Alma, Kansas, Melinda McMahon of Knob Noster, Missouri, and Melissa Moorhead of Blue Springs, Missouri, 2 granddaughters, and 2 great-grandsons. Visitation for Martin Phillips will be held from 12:30 to 1:30 p.m. on Monday at Nail's Funeral Home in Fairfield. Graveside services will follow at 2 at Liberty Cemetery in Burnt Prairie. Donations may be sent to the Missouri Veterans Home at 1300 Veterans Road in Warrensburg, Missouri. Nail's Funeral Home of Fairfield is in charge of arrangements. And a reminder, our obituaries are updated regularly at WFIWradio.com. I'm Jeff Vaughn reporting.
Are you tired of heavy menstrual cycles? There's nothing normal about heavy bleeding. What if you could undergo an office procedure to stop your heavy bleeding and return to work in just days? Ask the doctors at Asbury & Associates about NovaSure Ablation. This non-invasive procedure is performed in our office, reducing costs for our patients. Here's Dr. David Asbury.
This helps to avoid hysterectomy, and at many times they can have the procedure done on a Friday afternoon in the office and be back to work on Monday morning with no problem, with minimal pain. It will oftentimes eliminate the need of needing a hysterectomy or more extensive surgical procedures in the hospital, and thus not only get them back to taking care of their children and back to work, back to their lives, but also save them a large amount of money.
NovaSure, a quick, safe, and simple procedure to correct your heavy cycles and restart your life. Asbury & Associates, with 4 locations in Southern Illinois to serve you. Call 618-244-4800 to schedule an appointment.
Your classic hits, WFIW 104.9, Fairfield area weather for today. A 90% chance for rain and a high of 55. 50% chance for rain tonight, a low of 35, and mostly sunny skies tomorrow. Tomorrow's high 58. The outlook for Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday, scattered showers on Sunday, a high of 58 and low of 45. Chance for rain on Monday, a high of 52 and low of 35. And partly cloudy skies on Tuesday. Tuesday's high will be around 58 with a low of 38.